There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. There's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
In 1975, Olivia Records released what would become the best-selling women's music album of all time, The Changer and the Changed, by Chris Williamson. Williamson also co-founded the label, and she's released over 20 albums, is working on a new one, and still tours regularly. She's considered one of the founding members of the women's music movement. From The Changer and the Changed album, here is Sweet Woman.
Thank you.
We're going to stay in the 70s for two more songs. First, from 1979, we'll hear another women's music pioneer, Robin Flower, singing the title track from her album, More Than Friends.
Hey! And she has simple grace. She's sturdy as an old pine tree. She's one I can't replace. Oh, how I love her. She's my oldest friend. She's a warm glow in the evening when the day comes to an end. She's sweeter than the mountain flower, the man one skin. By the way we love each other, you can tell we're more than friends. There's berries in the patches, boggy grass down by the lake. The wind is barely breathing and I feel I'm half awake. We lie high in the bossy can and in the sun we bake. Like the ways of Mother Nature, we have a give and take. Oh, how I love her. She's my oldest friend. She's a warm glow in the evening when the day comes to an end. She's sweeter than the mountain flower, the man one skin. By the way we love each other, you can tell we're more than friends. Hey, hey, hey. Long ago, make sure your friends are true, and give them lots of love and care, and they'll care for you too. And give them time to be themselves, and let yourself be you, cause the short time friends are many, but the long time friends are few. Oh, how I love her, she's my oldest friend, she's a warm glow in the evening when the day comes to an end. She's sweeter than the mountain flower, the man wants to. By the way we love each other, you can tell we're more than friends. Oh, how I love her. She's my oldest friend. She's a warm glow in the evening when the day comes to an end. She's sweeter than the mountain flower, the man one skin. By the way we love each other, you can tell. You can tell we're more than friends, more than friends, more than friends.
With my best friend. Were you there? Summer mountain at 18, kissed her barely woman lips and frightened myself away. Sometimes I felt I was walking a line, and sometimes I felt I was going in circles. Sometimes it seemed to be friends skipping, friends were waiting, abortion, but don't tell mom. Were you there? Paris snowstorm at 21, caught me walking, trying to find out who am I on my own. Sometimes I felt it was just beginning, and sometimes I felt that it had to end. Sometimes it seemed to be coming together just first time with a woman, learning loving in her woman arms. Were you there? August moonlight at 25. Live in a circle, myself at the center, strength to make any turn. Sometimes I feel I need someone beside me, and sometimes I'd rather be alone. Today it seems that my words are plenty, tomorrow will be another song.
I followed Robin Flower with Trish Nugent. The song Were You There was from her 1977 album Foxglove Woman, and she also sang it in the groundbreaking documentary about homosexuality called Word Is Out. Since there are so many obscurities here on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist, so I've set up a special web page just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage, and I'll repeat this address later in the show. Okay, I've got two special interviews on the show tonight, and the first is coming up next. This month, I had a chance to hear Austin artist Christy Claxton perform. She frequently does shows in Houston, and I really enjoyed it. She has a new album out called Out of Nowhere, and a few weeks ago, she agreed to do an interview for me, so I've got some short clips to share with you. She'll first tell you a little about her music, and then we'll hear Funky Little House.
My name is Christy Claxton. My CD is Out of Nowhere. How would I describe my CD and musical style? That's a hard one. In fact, that after a year, I still have a hard time pigeonholing it. In fact, we sort of say it lacks a genre. It lacks a pigeonhole. But if I had to tell someone what they were hearing, I guess I would just have to tell them think a little bit folk, a little bit country, maybe a little rock. It's definitely Texas music. I think that my Texas roots are very evident in the CD. I am a full-time musician. I quit my day job in February of 2000 once we were ready to release Out of Nowhere. I was able to go ahead and quit my job. For 10 years prior to that, I had sort of been a moonlighting musician, played part-time in several different types of bands in and around Texas, and I just sort of waited until I was at a point in my life that I was financially able to pursue this dream, and I'm of the opinion that, you know, maybe more people should just, you know, go out and do what they believe in, even if it's for a year or two. And who knows, maybe in a year or two we'll go belly up and I'll have to go back to the grind. I hope not. But in the meantime, full tilt, and hopefully we'll be able to take this music to a level that everyone can enjoy.
A little house with a dog and two cats. I work all day and I sing songs at night. And dogs and cats are fine company for a while, but even dogs and cats can't make you feel less alone. I've got some friends and a few close ties. I do my best to socialize, but a funky little house is too big for me. I need a good time lover to set my heart free. Impersonal, personal, who do you think? Single white girl looking to swing. Impersonal, personal, let me lie. I'll be tall and thin with big blue eyes.
Are you verbal or Taurus? What you find in the moon? Are you looking at me? Is that really your hair? Can I give you a ride? Let's get out of here. South Austin, Texas, on a Friday night. You know what I'm saying?
Out of Nowhere loosely is a concept album. The 10 songs that are there were written over a 10-year period of time. And when I decided to sit down and make this record, I wanted to tie together and have some kind of a theme, some sort of a continuity in it. And therefore, I sat, you know, through 10 years of songs that I'd written and found 10 songs that could thematically express a journey and probably more than anything, a personal journey, since many of the songs feel very personal. Sometimes a song is written from a third-person point of view with characters who are often real people that I've met or experiences that I've seen or been involved in. Sometimes they are very personal songs. You ask about Best Loved Girl. That is really and truly a very tongue-in-cheek song. Its original intent was sarcasm. Written for a young woman that I dated for a short period of time. I thought she had a huge ego and ultimately decided I didn't much care for her. And I wrote that song as an insult, really. And it's funny now it's taken on sort of an anthem-type life on the CD. And I like that. I think that it can be taken that way, and that's the beauty of writing is songs can have many meanings for many different people. In fact, that song, I was approached by a gentleman at the Millennium March who asked if he could print the words to that in his drag queen publication. So there you go.
The best love girl runs into the world. She's laughing in my head and dancing in my dreams. Best love girl's like a fox on a hunt. She do everybody wants her. She have a bag.
Hi, this is Christy Claxton. Join me and the Band of Dirty Blondes as we bring more great music to the community. You're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston.
Again, those songs were Funky Little House and Best Love Girl from her new CD, Out of Nowhere. And you can hear other clips at her website, www.christyclaxton.com. I want to thank Christy for the interview and, of course, the promo spot at the end. This will be a good time to take a break and remind you that you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. My spotlight feature for tonight's show is on gays in the military. I've got six songs that all deal a little differently with the subject. I start off with Martin Swinger. He sings a two-part song called Military Ditty, Give Us Our Own, from his 1994 release, Singing Out. And I follow that with John Forster singing In the Closet. That's from his 1997 CD called Helium.
I was sitting in the foxhole, dodging all the shrapnel, waiting for my time to come. When along came a general with word from the Capitol, told me that I'd have to run. I asked, what's the problem? General said, son, I've heard you're a queer, so you better run along now. Didn't like you anyhow, get your butt out of here. Well, I've been doing a good job, my record compares to none. And it's okay if I kill a man, but I better not get caught loving one. And the moral of the story is to fight for love and glory, never mind it if you're straight or gay. I'm proud to be queer, that's the reason why I'm here, fighting for freedom in the USA. Give us our own army, we could use a few good men and women to defend the lesbians. We'll fight for our freedom and demand a few amends to the laws that take our rights away. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are proud and gay. Give us our own lawyers, our own courts and our own land, our own schools and our own families. Give us our own cities and our own United States. We declare our sexual liberty. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are proud and gay. Give us our own communion, matrimony's holy state, with benefits and health insurance plans. We'll take each other hand in hand, woman to woman and man to man. We are proud and gay Americans. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are proud and gay. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are proud and gay.
Private Billy Parker, I love my Uncle Sam. By the way, I'm also gay and proud of who I am. I mentioned all of this to the recruiter in my town, and being gay himself, he told me what was going down. It's okay to be gay in the army of today. Just don't say that you're gay or do anything that it's they. If they ask,
what's with you?
Which they can't, but if they do, zip your lip, don't say boo, and you're safe, they can't pursue. Though your silence per se now alerts them that you're gay, for the least PDA, they can strip your stripes away. They can bust you before you can say equality, just for being what it's now okay to be. So, you'll have to serve your country in the closet. You'll have to serve your country in the closet. If you have the effrontery to want to serve your country, you're gonna have to serve it in the closet. Senator Nunn was under the gun, so he launched a special probe, which found that gays upset your average normal homophobe. It can't be done, said Senator Nunn. Why not, said Bill and Al. You put the fruits in combat boots, and there goes your morale. What if they reupholster things? What if they cook and sew? What if they ask the straights for dates? What if the straight guys go? What if they change our social norms? Accessorize their uniforms? What if they get in scrapes and fights? What if they want their civil rights? It can't be done, said Senator Nunn. You can't please everyone. Freedom must be fought for, and that's the Army's mission. But if any gay would join in the fray, they do it on one condition.
They'll have to fight for freedom in the closet. You'll have to fight for freedom in the closet.
If you would serve your nation with your orientation, hide the Japanese sarong, can the duty garland song.
Freedom must be fought for in the closet.
The privacy zone, we'll leave you all alone. We won't tap your phone unless good cause is shown. You'll be safe with your own in this very special zone, in a zone that's better known as the closet.
So everybody back into the closet. Everybody back into the closet.
And when you're on maneuvers, you'll peek through the louvers at the straights who get to be exactly who they are. While we to serve our country and maybe catch a bullet
and possibly meet our makers in the closet.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores Tripoli, I have fought my country's battle. I have faced every enemy. I ain't scared of no Iraqi missiles. I ain't scared of no Russian tanks. If I'm captured and tortured, all they'll get is my serial number, name and rank. You know I'd storm Baghdad to kick Saddam's butt, swim to Havana, bring home Castro's beard. For my buddies, throw my body on a live grenade. I guess I just don't know the meaning of fear. But please, 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 don't make me shower with a fairy. Not a fairy. Fairies scare me. Cause a fairy might look at my wee wee. My wee wee. It's so teeny.
After Martin Swinger and John Forster, you heard Fred Small sing The Marine's Lament from 1993, and that version was only released on cassette singles he sold at concerts. Now, those last two songs took kind of a humorous approach, and they are by artists who I believe are straight. I will always tell you if I think an artist is not gay, and neither is this next artist. He is Charlie King and has been singing folk and protest music for at least 25 years, and many of his releases contain pro-gay songs. In fact, he has a brand new CD out called I Struck Gold that contains a song that is both about Tinky Winky and Matthew Shepard and has a powerful message. I got to hear him sing it at a concert here in Houston this month, and will certainly play it on a future show. but for tonight's show, as part of my Gays in the Military spotlight, you'll hear him sing Don't Ask, Don't Tell from his 1995 CD, Inside Out.
Was a Bashville kid, grew up on Nashville, dreamed of the smoky old west. His dad's a straight shooter, told Wayne a recruiter would help him put hair on his chest. Signed up for Fort Benning, he liked all the men, he made friends with a shake and a grin. Met the men he liked most at a bar off the post. It's the first place Wayne ever fit in. But the neon sign over the bar hung under the howitzer shell flashed the saddest words Wayne ever saw. Don't ask, don't tell. Wanda could flaunt it, knew just what she wanted, got started in ROTC. Outdid all the men, outranked half of Fort Benning, outspoken, outrageous and free. Night was her cover, she'd waltz her wild lovers out under the big Georgia moon. But tonight it was raining, and she ran into Wayne in the heart of that same old saloon. And the neon sign over the bar hung under the howitzer shell flashed the saddest words they ever saw. Don't ask, don't tell. Wayne mumbles, howdy. She says, hello, cowboy. I don't believe we've met before. Wayne's new in the service. He gulps his drink nervously, keeping one eye on the door. She says, it's no crime here. Is this your first time here? He raises his glass to the sign. She says, everyone in here's got their own opinion. Now you're gonna listen to mine. What I read in that sign is a forward prescription for life in your own private hell. It's the great compromise. They say wear a disguise and everything's gonna be swell. I say you're only as sick as your secrets. Only the truth sets you free, and you're only alone till you speak it. Ask me, tell me. Wayne smiles at Wanda, then flags the bartender. Wanda says, this one's on me. They sit swapping stories, old guilt and old glory, old secrets and old memories. They plan their attack. Wanda covers his back while Wayne pulls the plug on the sign. As they walk across the parking lot, rain finally starts to stop. Big old moon starting to shine. Oh, you're only as sick as your secret. Only the truth sets you free. You're only alone till you speak it. Ask me, tell me. Yeah, you're only alone till you speak it. Ask me, tell me. Ask me. Tell me. shoot an Uzi, use a bayonet, drive a Jeep or fly a jet. I'm qualified. The commander in chief said, don't be ashamed. He said to him, we're all the same, a killer by no is qualified. Opposing forces don't realize that I'm not here to compromise. My country I vow to protect. My lover though I will select. My lover though I will select. Qualified. Other NATO forces have no test. You need only be your very best. Say pledge allegiance to the flag. Not if they think you're a fag. Not if they think you're a fag. Opposing forces don't realize that I'm not here to compromise. I vow to protect my lover, though I will select. Opposing forces don't realize that I'm not here to compromise. My country I vow to protect my lover, though I will select.
Bisexual.
Now, I have no idea if that last artist and group are gay. They have the strange name of Hypnotic Clambake, and that song came from their 1995 album, Kent the Zen Master. The song is called Bisexual Military, and it's one of the few songs I know of with the word bisexual in its title. I've got one more Gays in the Military song, and it is by none other than Boy George. He sings G.I. Josephine. He wrote it in 1995, and it's from his 1999 album, The Unrecoupable One-Man Bandit.
Fire. Wave the white flag, keep it clean. G.I. Josephine.
You can find links to many of the websites of the artists on tonight's show on my website, along with the playlist and artist photos. Once again, it's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. I've got a new artist to introduce this month. He lives in Philadelphia, and his name is Matthew Cloran. That's C-L-O-R-A-N. And I'm very pleased with his CD. It's called Finally Free, and is a wonderful feel-good pop gay album with many songs that are lyrically out of the closet. It is of the type that I wish I could have listened to when I was coming out. It touches many places in our hearts, but none more than its song The Prince. I was able to get Matthew to record for me some comments about his CD, so first you'll hear him introduce the album, and after the song The Prince, he'll talk a little about it.
I think that Finally Free musically is a mix of inspirational pop, some folk, a little bit of light rock, and a little bit of country. So it's got quite a few things going on musically, and that's one of the things that I like about it, actually, that there's more than just one genre of music, I think, going on.
There was a boy, his age was 9, a quiet lad and smart. He seldom spoke and stayed alone, for fear was in his heart. He didn't know the how or why he felt the way he did. He only knew that he felt different from all the other kids. Every now and then his father read to him. He loved this so, this special time when nightlight's glow was dim. Once upon a time it went, and with it went his fear. 'Cause he felt safe under blankets warm with his father's voice so heard a tale about a brave and gentle man, a handsome prince who stirred him so as only magic can. Whenever after finally came, the boy sat up to say, I hope someday I find a prince who will save my day. His father's eyes began to change, a shadow crossed his face. The book was shut, the light turned off, goodnight was said in haste. And in the dark the boy lies still and listened to the wind, and he wondered wondered why his father left without kissing him. As most boys do, he grew with time. The years went by with speed. His features strong and handsome, his eyes a grayish green. He made few friends and tried to love some girls along the way, but his heart stayed shut behind a wall. Why? He would not say. Secret he kept inside, the wish he had to find his prince and love him till he died. Along with this, and just as strong, that burns him like a flame, there lives in him his father's gift, and this was shame. In restless sleep, every once upon a while, arrives the prince from long ago, and on his face a smile. Who now are men whose love is shut inside, 'cause shame and fear betrayed your prince and made him go and hide. Come out and meet your brothers here, and we your soul will lift and help you see your prince is good and loving him. Yes, loving him is a gift.
A lot of people ask me if the prince is autobiographical, and I guess it is in a way that a lot of other gay men have told me, you know, that they felt different early on, and I'm no different there. I definitely felt different as a kid, and I think that it was, you know, being gay. But some of the other stuff, you know, isn't true. My father didn't read to me as a child, but I certainly strived to win his love, affection, acceptance, and thought that when I was coming out, when I was about 17 or 18, that was just something he would never be able to accept. So that was pretty tough. But also, unlike the boy and the prince who grows up and who chooses not to come out, I'm glad that I was able, through the support of some pretty cool people in my life, I was able to slowly, very slowly, come out and deal with being gay and all of that. So that's sort of you know, with the prince, how it is autobiographical and how it's not. But I love the song, and it's again one of those songs that, as I was writing it, was hoping that it would, you know, come out as well as I wanted it to, and it did. So, pretty happy about the prince.
I wish I had time to play several songs from Matthew Cloran's album, but for my closing song, I want to play Love Came In and You Came Out. It's probably the most infectious song on the album. It takes the different and welcome approach of a man watching a close woman friend gradually realize she is lesbian and rejoices in her finding someone to love. I asked Matthew about the recording of it.
I can't tell you how much fun we had recording the backup voices for Love Came In and You Came Out. It was me and my best friend Juliana, one of my oldest friends, and we were in the studio, and we just decided that we were going to go for that sort of, you know, pop, bubblegum pop background kind of sound, sort of like the Brady Bunch, you know, kind of thing going on, and we just had a blast, and it was just so much fun to do. The song itself was based on an actual experience. My friend Suzanne had been straight for the longest time, and through some experiences realized that she was gay, and I sort of watched her sort of go through that whole experience, and then sat down and wrote a song about it.
I want to thank Matthew Cloran for the interview and to thank you for tuning into this show. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to try and help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Once again, here's Matthew Cloran from his album Finally Free, singing Love Came In and You Came Out.
Hi, this is Matthew Cloran, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, look at you, looking fine, just like brand new. Girlfriend, I see something's changed. Girlfriend, my friend, your life had been all about a world called men. Now that's all been rearranged. Cause love came in and you came out. Love walked through the fear and doubt and opened up your heart. Something new. Her big brown eyes turned you around and now girlfriend's world turned upside down. Cause love came out and girlfriend, so did you. Girlfriend, my friend, you were scared by feelings that your new friend shared. So you prayed to God's girl Mary for a sign. Sweet Suzanne, your answer came, and now Mary is your girlfriend's name. Now life will never, ever be the same. Love came in, and you came out. Love walked through the fear and doubt and opened up your heart. Came out, and girlfriend, so did you. What do you do when love ignores the rules that love had played before? Tell my girlfriend, what's a girl to do? Well, hold on tight with all your might and know that through rough days and nights, that this friend's love is gonna pull you through. And open up your heart to something, something so brand new. Her big brown eyes turned you around, and pow, girlfriend's world turned upside down. When love came out, and girlfriend, so did you. Love came out, and girlfriend, so did you.